Circle of Friends Adult Daycare in Champaign provides monitoring for those dealing with conditions like Alzheimer's and dementia, and others who are just lonely. Director Kathy Rhodes calls it a passion and will do whatever it takes, including securing a personal loan to care for those people and pay her 13 staff members. She says if her facility does have to close, those she serves and their families will suffer.
So they might end up in a nursing home under public aid, which is way more costly than daytime care they pay now. Or the other option is the person's family quits work to stay home with that individual. They can't be home by themselves, and then there's a taxpayer who's not paying taxes. So, you know, having us close, having other agency close, it's going to cost the state of Illinois a lot more than working out a budget.
Marcy Sheridan, director of the Vermilion County Rape Crisis Center in Tilton, says Illinois' budget stalemate has forced her to cut one counselor position, and there's more work than the current staff can handle.
And this is not an issue where you want to go through something as traumatic as a sexual assault and then call for help and be put on a waiting list and not get that immediate help. So that, to us, is a crisis issue as well.
The stalemate may also keep the crisis center from fulfilling a legal requirement. Illinois is among the states that follows Aaron's Law, which mandates that sexual assault prevention education is provided in schools. Sheridan says the center is still providing the service for now, despite the fact that it isn't being reimbursed by the state. I'm Jeff Bosser, Illinois Public Media.